Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
September edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson. I love that intro. Today, United Way of Jackson, Health Alliance Plan, Highfields, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. We start with United Way. They've never been on this show before.
Good morning, Greg.
Mark Daly, the voice of our intro today. Mark, that is so impressive, we can't throw it away.
I think I recorded that on cassette tape years ago.
What's going on at United Way? You wrapped up your opening.
Right, we wrapped up with our campaign kickoff. So campaign is going on and going strong, but our campaign kickoff was September 7th out of the beautiful Cascades. We had 16 teams join us out there, and we raced cardboard boats around the urban fishery pond, and I think we had, what, three of them sink?
One.
Aladdin Electric won, and Western came in second.
Who sunk?
Let's see, we had Flagstar, they sunk. Aladdin, it was Exit Realty. They ended up sinking. And Medcare.
How about Walton?
They designed the
Walton
rigors.
Sink?
Nope, they did not sink. They performed
okay.
Well. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Just checking.
Nope, they were able to float.
So the mission is poverty, Mark.
Absolutely. When we have a third of our community living at or poverty, that's a problem, and we need to fix it. So what United Way does is we bring together every partner, every resource, every dollar we can to help lift those who are living at or near poverty out of that situation, help them develop their own pathway to financial stability and success.
So not an easy task. How do we do that?
Not an easy task. Well, like I said, we bring together every dollar, every partner to help lift those out of poverty, and a large part of that is our campaign. That's the fuel that runs this.
So you tell us your job with United Way, what you're doing.
Well, I'm the campaign manager, which I obviously I'm out helping.
What does that entail?
It entails campaign. We're out working at workplace campaigns and helping raise funds for United Way of Jackson County so we can and help fight poverty here in our community.
So you go around to the various
yep.
businesses,
absolutely.
Industries?
Mm-hmm. Schools, that's right. Schools, businesses, manufacturers.
So how's the
workplaces all across Jackson County?
How's participation this time around?
Participation's good. Participation's strong.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for help?
What do you mean? Are we looking for help?
More
we're
money.
We're always looking for help.
More
absolutely.
Money.
Yes, we're looking for volunteer help. We're looking for resources. Absolutely.
Well, you brought Melissa Callison with you today.
That's right. And again, part of our mission, Melissa's here to talk about Power of the Purse.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm here to talk about Power of the Purse. I'm also here representing United Way as this year's board chair, so it's exciting for me to bring Power of the Purse back this year to the Jackson Country Club. Anybody here heard of Power of the Purse? Thank you very much. It's just a way to help bolster our goal in the community, to help with financial stability. Power of the Purse, for those of you that don't know, is a live and silent purse auction. We have organizations and local area businesses and individuals donate designer purses stuffed with prizes that we auction both in a silent and live auction. We also have raffles that this year Gold Crown Jewelers has donated a drop pearl necklace and earrings in support of our theme this year, which is Breakfast at Tiffany's. So it's a great time. It's a great party. For those of you looking to sponsor a table at the event, you're going to reach more than 300 of the most influential women in the area in one evening, in one place, having a great time. So I hope to see everyone there.
So if someone wants to sponsor a table or purchase a ticket or attend, how do they do that?
You go to www.ujackson.org/POP for Power of the Purse.
Okay.
Or you could text Pop Jackson to 41444. We're social media now.
Outstanding.
We're cooking.
And how many years has this been going on?
This is our ninth year.
Okay. Growing every year.
Every year. It's a great party. We have some gentlemen in the room who have been our models in the past. Raise your hands. Thank you very much.
Special criteria to being a model?
You get asked, and then you say yes.
Available on available on that day.
Available on that day. We'd like you to be there that day. We have a lot of great competitions internally that people think I don't know about, but the models usually challenge each other to see who can raise the most money with their purse, because there's nothing greater than a guy trying to sell a purse to a bunch of women in a room. It's awesome.
Now, you've been a part of this for 9 years now, and there's got to be certain parts of this event that stand out more so than others. What's your favorite part of Power of the Purse?
The purses. I love purses. But it's just it's just so heartwarming to see a group of people together for a cause and having a great time. We've had some great individuals over the years, and it's just an amazing evening. It's so much fun, and I hope that those of you that haven't been, join us that night, because it's something you won't forget.
Same points of contact if somebody wants to donate a purse?
Same points of contact. Again, it's uwjackson.org/POP. You can always call the agency at
796.
My number's 5124.
5124.
Yeah. Okay. Call that one. I'll get you to the right spot.
Right. Did you have any other questions for me, Mark?
No, I'm a little rusty.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for having us, GOC.
Mark, how can you be a volunteer?
You can go to our website, uwjackson.org. We have a volunteer portal, and if you're looking for any type of volunteer or opportunity, well, we can find something that is specific to what you're looking for. If you're an organization that is looking for volunteers, you can also go to our website at uwjackson.org, and we can help connect volunteers to you.
Any other events coming up we should know about?
Well, we have our Hats, Mittens, Scarves Drive, which is going on right now. You're going to see at different locations all across Jackson County collection sites to collect hats, mittens, and scarves for kids in need. That's going on right now through October 18th.
Okay, Mark Daly?
Yes, sir.
United Way of Jackson?
That's me.
Melissa Callison?
Yes, sir.
Consumers Energy?
That's
right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And joining us now is
Chris Javer.
Chris Javer from
Health Alliance Plan.
Health Alliance Plan.
Yep.
Tell us about HAP.
So HAP is a nonprofit company that insures individuals, groups, and other entities within the Michigan area.
So what's new with HAP?
So just kind of wanted to talk to you about the Medicare open enrollment, which starts October 15th through December 7th. And that's typically the busiest time of year for people that have Medicare.
What's that all about?
So when people have Medicare, they can change their Medicare health plan between that time. That they should kind of go through a reassessment to see if the plan that they have is suiting their needs.
So how should they get started?
So typically on October 1st, plans can talk about their rates and benefits for the following year. And they should start there to see what their plans change to and kind of look back to see what's happened as far as medication that they're taking or additional doctors that they might be seeing.
What distinguishes Health Alliance Plan?
So things that make HAP unique is that we have a personal service coordinator, which is one individual that can hold the hand of the individual kind of moving throughout their Medicare plan.
A lot of things to figure out with health insurance right now. How do you know, what's the best way to do that?
So again, it kind of goes back to see what things you've experienced in the past, not just from a health standpoint, but also from a cost standpoint. So typically for people that look at the true out-of-pocket costs, not just the premium, but looking at the copays and things that they experienced over the year, and then taking a look back to see what's changed in the past. So if something's changed to where their needs aren't supported by their current health plan, they need to look at that to see if they could possibly make a change.
Well, it seems like things are changing every day.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah, especially with Medicare, things can change annually. Different things can happen as far as out-of-pocket cost, and an individual really needs to look at that.
Talking about big cuts in Medicare, that would be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually it would, but for people that have Medicare, they have a certain contribution that they have to pay. So once they turn 65, they have to pay $134 a month just to have Medicare. And typically that cost goes up each year based on the cost of living.
Okay, let me give you this scenario. I was 26 years old yesterday, and I not really, but I went off my parents' health insurance, what should I be doing?
So typically, if the individual doesn't have a job, they have individual plans out there. They're called QHP plans, qualified health plans, that they can look into.
So just call you guys and set something up?
The best way to look at it, whether you're Medicare eligible or whether you're that individual rolling off of your parents' plan at age 26, is to give us a call. The phone number is 1-800-868-3153.
So are you here in town?
Yes, I am.
Call you?
Well, actually, we're in Southfield. I'm sorry. I'm here right now in town. But
okay. Do you have an office here? Or?
We do have a satellite office in Allegiance. But our main flagship office is in Detroit, and then we have a sub-office in Southfield, Michigan.
So info on your website then, Chris?
Yeah, www.hap.org. You can find out some of the information about our different plans.
Well, thanks for coming to town.
Absolutely. Glad to be
Appreciate
here.
Appreciate it. From
thanks,
Health Alliance Plan, Christopher Javer.
Javer. Very good. Thank you.
And joining us, Brian Filson from Highfields with Chris Simpson. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell us about Highfields.
Yeah, Highfields is a human service nonprofit organization serving mid-Michigan, and we have a large footprint now of 13 counties, but Jackson County is a large presence for us, and we're happy to be here. One of the things that we do is we help families, and we stabilize, we strengthen, and then we empower them. So like many of us, troubles come to us in life. Sometimes it's a mental health, an emotional issue. Sometimes it's a family member that struggles with some kind of personal problem. And Highfields will help stabilize that family, strengthen, and then empower them to go on and be successful.
How do kids end up with you?
Yeah, so we have a number of different programs. Our oldest program is in Onondaga, and that's our juvenile justice residential program. But the vast majority of kids come to us as referrals from schools, Lifeways, mental health, and just, you know, individuals living at home that are struggling and need some issues to help them get over that whatever that struggle is.
So do you get a lot of action from Jackson?
We do. Actually, Jackson, we probably have 60 staff that work out of our Jackson office.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, troubled kids or kids in need out there, right?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a misnomer that most of the kids we work with are justice involved, and that's really not the case. Most of the families we work with have no criminal issues or juvenile justice issues. You know, we have four elementary schools in the Jackson area that we work with. That those schools are chosen because they have high rates of kids in poverty, kids that are struggling to meet achievement levels. And so we come and we do after-school programs for those kids, and any kid in that district can apply and be a part of the program.
A lot of good success stories?
We do. We are very proud of the outcomes that we have, very proud of the quality and the worker and family worker satisfaction surveys.
So you brought with you former...
Yeah, Chris
JPD
Simpson. He is the bouncer.
Specialist.
He's the bouncer at our board meeting. So,
So
if I have an unruly board member, I just give the head nod, and Chris Simpson just kind of takes care of him. So he's very passionate about what we do, and I'd love to have him talk a little bit about that.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, GOC. How you doing?
Good. So how did you get hooked up in Highfields?
Well, the way I got hooked up, actually, was looking to actually join a board. And at that time, I was with the police department. Me and Matt Hines actually had a discussion, and we found out that Highfields had an opening. And it was right up my alley. And it was more or less up my alley because I really resonate with the residential program. A friend of mine who is in the room today, Terry Langston, and I, we grew up, you know, in the projects, actually. And I understand some of the socioeconomic issues that some of these kids face, because we faced them as well as we were growing up. So I had an opportunity. I was given that shot, and I've been on the board for about 2.5 years now serving.
I know you're passionate about the program.
Absolutely. And I think passion is what keeps us going. for me to look into those boys and see myself, that drives me to help serve them in any way I can possible. And watching those remarkable outcomes is just fascinating. To know that they went through the residential program, not only them, but their families as well, and they come out better families for our communities.
What are the goals, and are you guys meeting them, Chris?
I would say so. This man sitting beside me is a wonderful CEO for the organization, and he's sharp. And the board, we keep him on his toes, and he keeps us on our toes as well. Mm-hmm. So I really think we are meeting those goals.
So, Brian, how you've been there a long time.
I am. I'm starting my 13th year, and prior to that, I spent 23 years here running local juvenile detention centers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we have a number
What's different about Highfields? And
yeah, that's a great question. I love my job. I love what I did when I was here, mm-hmm. And I still live here. It's, you know, Highfields is part of this community. But we want to help every child and family at the earliest point of need. We don't want a child to ever have to be removed from the home. We don't want a kid to go to foster care. We don't want a kid to go to detention or long-term residential treatment. Honestly, our goal is to keep the kid in home, strengthen that family, and empower them to go on. If the kid has to be removed from the home and placed in foster care or in a short-term residential program, our goal ultimately is to do everything we can with that family to get that kid back home, because that's where the best outcomes for that child are going to be, in their home.
And you use all means and methods, don't you?
We do. We have a lot of new innovations. The one that is really exciting that Chris has actually seen in action, we have a hip-hop music studio on our campus. And so these young men tell their life story in their English class in an essay form, turn it into lyrics, and then set it to music. And they have one that they call When I Look Back, which is just this amazing collection of young men that do this great hip hop about their life. They did another called A Letter to Mom, and it's emotional. You listen to them say the things to their mother that they wish that they had been able to say, and now that they're in an environment, life has kind of slowed down for them. They've done a great job. We also have a huge meditation mindfulness initiative. We had a donor approached us and said, this got me through law school. Can I fund this, and can you work with families? And so we're doing that. We're in year two of that now.
I think you've had some kind of famous people over the years that have worked through that program, haven't you?
We've had a number. Jack Breslin was one of our early board members.
And big supporters.
Yeah, big supporters. A number of individuals. I can say it now, but Tom Izzo and the MSU basketball team has been out and done a couple of our programs. It was kind of this media blackout. I couldn't even go over and say hi to him or peek around the corner. You know, the security was so tight. But you know, we've had lots of great individuals come out and support us.
So you have a fundraising event coming up next month.
We do, October 18th at the Kellogg Center. It's our Strengthening Families Breakfast, and it's free. So come on out, see me or Bev or any of our staff. We'd love to have you as our guest. There will be an ask at the end, and it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And it's a great opportunity to hear some wonderful, inspirational stories and live testimonies of our work.
Besides that, how can people help out or get involved, Brian?
Yeah, individuals. I'm always looking for great board members. You know, beware Chris, you know. opportunities for volunteers, opportunities to meet with us, talk about how we could maybe take our programs. We do educational workshops for you and your staff, and opportunities to come out and do team building on our course in zip line. We have lots of great initiatives for the workforce development.
Chris, you going to do any hip-hop here?
Right now we can. You've got a beat? No, I'm joking. No, we're not doing any hip-hop.
We can do it.
No, we're not. Brian,
stop.
Seems
like a big hip-hop crowd. That's got to be exciting, though, that project. That's not like your old English class.
No, it's not. But Russell Davis Jr. actually is out there, and he runs a great program with that. And, you know, when the kids do their presentations, you know, you can see that light inside of them really lighting up, you know, with their message they're trying to push out. So it's very well done, and it's actually got some ground, and there were other campuses or other states actually asking about the program to see if they could get it instituted where they're at. So
October 18th, the breakfast. What are all the details on that, Brian?
Yeah, so you can go on our website, and that's highfields.org, and you can find a link there to register, or you could see either Beverly or I, and we'd love to have you. The details at registration, 7:45, breakfast starts at 8. We're done by 9 and out the door by 9:15.
Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Brian Filson, Chris Simpson, who's on the board at Highfields. Take a break. We'll be back part two. There's a part two to this program coming up here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good morning, Greater Jackson. Bellinote, how was the breakfast? Almost a standing ovation for the breakfast here. They do a great job. Thanks to Greg and Annette at Bella joining us. Jim Typolis is pretty new to the chamber. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Very new to the chamber.
Well, what do you do? Tell everybody. Introduce yourself. They don't know you.
Good morning. Jim Typolis. I'm the business development manager. Those of you knew Patrick O'Dowd, who's now with CP Federal, I took over his position and came from Michigan International Speedway and LTI Printing before this. So just looking to grow business for the chamber and connect everybody that I possibly can.
So you've been here, what, 3 months, 2 months?
About 2 months.
How's it going?
It's going great. I can't go better. I've had a lot of meetings and met a lot of great people, and the events have been excellent so far. So it's nice to meet all of you this morning.
You looking for more members?
Absolutely. We're growing. We're a fast-growing chamber, and we're always trying to look for new businesses to connect new, make a strong business-to-business chamber of commerce here in Jackson.
Okay, you got to what, Jaxpo coming up?
We do. We have a lot of events coming up, actually. But before I get into some of those events, I want to talk about our annual packages. So, what we do here at the chamber with all of our members, we try to sit down with you, talk about everything in 2018, what you kind of accomplished, what you were able to participate in, and see what worked for you and what didn't, and then look at our 2019 schedule, evaluate your budget, and try to set up some things that really make sense for you going into the 2019 season, and make sure that you get the most out of your chamber membership. So those of you who want to sit down and meet with me, I'd be happy to and review all of that with you.
Various what, prices?
Yes, various tiered dues, levels, all sorts of different opportunities. We try to tailor packages that make sense for you, whether it's branding or just trying to get in front of businesses. We'll put something together that makes sense for you.
Freebies?
All the time.
Okay. What are they?
All the freebies. Well, we have some free.
Some of them.
Some free events. We have chamber listings. You get opportunities to be listed on our chamber website that gets over 300,000 views a year. And just various business-to-business connections that we work hard for you to try to connect you with other businesses that make sense for you.
Did O'Dowd give you any training as you came in?
Just mostly the tricks that he plays on people. He's got a sense of humor. He actually has said that they told me that he does a lot of the events and speaks in front of everybody, and I found out right before an event that he does not do that very often. And that so they kind of set me up on that one.
Don't follow him on Twitter. So you got a lot of stuff coming up.
We do. We have a lot of events in the next few months. Jaxpo is one of those on October 18th. That's a great event. It's our premier business-to-business showcase. If you haven't have your booth space yet, we only have 2 spots left. So come see me after this event or give me a call, 782-8221. We also have forms on the back table here, but that's a great opportunity to get in front of nearly 90 businesses. Also showcase what you have to offer to businesses and to the community. So please see me about that. That's October 18th. It's also a great networking opportunity, so we packed that full of networking opportunities with the people that are there. 11:30 to 1, we have an economic luncheon during that time. 2:30 to 5, we have speed networking. Then 5 to 7, we have after hours. So that's a lot of time packed in and a short day that gets you in front of as many people as you possibly can.
So the economic luncheon, who's the special guest?
The special guest on the economic luncheon.
Yeah.
Dr. Sala Huace. Dr. Huace. And those of you who have not met him, he's a very interesting man, has done some great things in our community.
He is the interesting man around here.
But I just want to thank our sponsors, too, for JAXPO. Anesthesia Business Consultants, CP Federal Credit Union, who's here this morning. Thank you. HAP, also here. Michigan International Speedway, Consumers Energy, Comcast Business, Community Choice Credit Union, and our media sponsors, Home FM, Jackson Magazine.
You never say that on this show.
Oh, excuse me.
Ever. You don't ever say that.
I'm getting to you. You have
cut
a lot.
Off.
You have the whole bottom line here. Jackson Magazine, JTV.
The first thing O'Dowd should have taught you.
They're just setting me up, aren't they?
No, you're okay, Joe. You're okay.
Also, RJM, K105.3.
Thank you.
There we go. WKHM.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, not so good one. 101.9 ESPN.
Thank you.
And 95.9 The Power Cow.
Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Last two sponsors, bar sponsor Experience Jackson and printing sponsor Graphics 3, also here this morning. Thank you for being here.
Anything new at JAXPO? Or?
I mean, just besides compacting as many events as we can, having probably the most vendors that we've had in a long time, and we're expecting the best turnout that we've probably had in a very long time, an exciting event.
Okay. Off the clock.
We do. We have another one coming up, off the clock, November 29th. That's going to be at the True by Hilton. Those of you who haven't seen that hotel yet, go and witness it. It's kind of a modern, very open concept, vibrant hotel. It's very interesting. But that's sponsored by Community Choice Credit Union. Great also networking opportunity to get there and get in front of other businesses.
That's November 29th?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you have to sign up for that, or can anybody?
Yes, pre-register. Preferably pre-register for that event. You can go to online www.jacksonchamber.org and register online at our events page.
So we're already into January.
We are, yep. We are in the new year already. It's coming quickly. Our MLK Diversity Breakfast, January 18th. Those of you who haven't witnessed that event, we have sponsorships available. Come get a table of 10 and witness some of some great guest speakers, and also see what people are doing in the community to really prevent bullying and create diversity in our community. It's a great event.
Always a sellout.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's sold out each year. Limited space there, so please register online or give me a call as quickly as possible. 782-8221.
February, the annual meeting.
Annual meetings. This is probably our premier event, our biggest one of the year. It starts off February 7th, and that's also sponsorships available for that as well. That's probably our biggest attended event. We have the most people, most chamber members there as well. And then we give away all of our awards throughout the year. So we give away our annual awards at that event to all of our presenting businesses.
And there's drinking afterwards.
Yes, networking also there. Food, great food and great drinks, whether you participate in alcoholic beverages or not. But it's a very fun event and very good food.
You can drink anything you want, right?
Pretty much whatever's behind the bar.
You're done, Jim. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you very much. All
Jim
right.
Typolis.
Appreciate you.
From the chamber. Good luck to Jim. Get the Brown family up here. Grant and Austin Brown from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. They've been serving you since?
1959.
Wow.
60th year, January 1st.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Not very many family businesses make it that long, for sure.
What's new?
Oh, boy. It's been a great year. We've taken on some new projects. My daughter-in-law began working for us in August as our director of clinical services. Austin came back to work for us.
Stand up.
Erica Brown.
Erica Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
Dr. Brown. Very excited.
Almost a standing ovation, Erica.
Yeah, she stood up.
She's
You know, mirroring my mom and dad, who started the business as both pharmacists in 1959. So we've got that going for us. That's a great, we're very proud. In March, we acquired Here For You Hearing Center, right behind the pharmacy on Robinson Road. Dr. Kristen Reagan came on board in April, and we've turned the business into a comprehensive audiology practice and hearing center. Very excited about that. It augments and complements all the other clinical services that we offer on a day-to-day basis, from the medication, comprehensive medication reviews and everything else, to our durable medical equipment. So that's been a big step for us, and she's really come on board and is a very valuable member of our team, as well as the other people that are here this morning from Brown. So we're very excited about that.
You could write a book. You haven't written one yet, have you?
No, I'm trying to stay out of that right now.
That's you've gone from a little drugstore to it's just an unbelievable operation.
It's been a local, state, national, and international adventure for me, which is I'm very blessed, and our business has been very blessed to be supported by this community. I think that we've been able to take advantage of some of the things and bring them back to Jackson, be a leader, and the community has really supported our efforts, and we're very excited about what's happening as we go forward. We've got some ideas in regards to expansion. We've built our infrastructure to support additional businesses as we move forward, and it's a very exciting time for us.
So you're positive about the future here?
Absolutely. You know, people are going to have to take drugs forever.
Yeah, that's true.
But but you know, we've worked really hard, and every day everybody shows up. That's the first thing, and I can't tell you how many days in a row somebody comes up to me and compliments one of my staff or our staff for what they do. We try to circumvent the problems that people often experience in our complex health system today. And if we're that navigator that we can be assistance, then we really work on that. And one of the unique things about pharmacy and one of the unique things about what we do is you just got to walk through the front door. You know, we take care of people every day like that. And a lot of times the referral sources, whether it be Health Alliance plan or insurance companies or health Allegiance Health or the University of Michigan, complex patients come to us because we navigate that for them, solve their problems, and hopefully make a difference for them.
Everybody that walks in has an issue, right?
They have a challenge.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's something that we can help them with, and sometimes it's something we have to direct them to another spot. But over time, you know, 60 years of experience, we got a pretty good idea where the roadmap's going.
So your son Austin's done a great job for you?
He has done a great job, and I'm very proud of him. And I can tell you that he's one of those people that I do receive the compliments from, including from you, Greg. Thank you very much for helping him along his path of becoming a local entertainment icon.
Guru. So usually you talk about shingles. Let's let let's let Austin
I'll let the expert take over now.
There you go. Well, no, flu season. That's the big one right now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah. Flu season is upon us.
So what should we be doing?
So it's time to start talking to your pharmacies and your healthcare providers about getting the flu shot for the year. The flu shots are out. At Browns, we are doing the quadrivalent and the high-dose trivalent vaccine for people ages 65 and older. And every year they tailor the vaccines to what they think the major flu strain bugs are going to be. And so we're prepared for that. We've got flu clinics and an open door policy over at Robinson Road, and then we're also working on different clinics in the community, different homes. Deb Muick has been a big part of that, taking care of a lot of different people in Jackson. So flu season is upon us. So if you have questions about anything, come on into the pharmacy and see us.
So you just walk in and get a flu shot,
right?
You can
walk right in and get a flu shot. No okay. big problem at all.
Shingles.
Shingles.
It's a big one.
Yeah, that's been a big topic, especially this year. I mean, we've been hearing a lot in the press. There's a new vaccine that is out on the market. And so biggest questions that we've been getting from patients and providers alike is, what is it all about and what are the differences? And the main difference that we've had from this one is a two-dose series versus a one-dose series like the previous vaccine was. So one of our things at the pharmacy and some of the things that providers have asked us is, well, now I have to monitor a patient for an additional 2 to 6 months to make sure they're finishing that vaccination. And one of the things that we've been really proud at from the pharmacy level is helping patients and providers eliminate the issues with remembering to do that for themselves. So when you come into the pharmacy and we give you that first dose of that vaccine, you're automatically queued into our system when you are due for it from 2 to 6 month window after receiving the first dose. And we help mitigate that process for the patients and the providers. And we've been getting a good response from that. Providers in the area have referred a lot of their patients to our sites because they know that we're doing a good job with that.
Are people predisposed to getting shingles?
You can be. If you, you hear a lot of it of being the chickenpox vaccine, if you a virus from the chickenpox, and if you've had that, you could be predisposed to it. But people that even if they have never had the chickenpox, or if they received the previous vaccine, they still are recommended to get that next vaccine out of the market. And reason being is, once the data came out, they were seeing that the first vaccine had about a 70% effective rate. And so people that were getting vaccinated were still getting shingles. And anybody that has had that or has known somebody that's had it can testify, it is not fun. It's painful. It's a burden. And it's just something, if we can avoid it, we want. The new vaccine has shown a 90% effectiveness rate or more. And a lot of that, with the data being that second dose, really boosting that immune response and giving people a better protection.
So if you've had shingles and survived that, can you get it again? Or
If you get the shingles again?
Yeah.
It can reoccur. And so the vaccine severely or significantly reduces the chances of that happening again. So if you have had the shingles and you've not had the vaccine, it is highly recommended to get that because the virus remains dormant in your body and chooses kind of when to rear its head, so to speak. And there's different environmental and psychological and physical factors that play into that. But
is there an age factor?
They are recommending for the new vaccine, if you are age 50 or older, it is recommended that you start the vaccination process for shingles. It is something that we do typically see in older adults. The previous vaccines were recommended for ages 60 to 65 and above, and they've bumped that down to 50 to get adequate immune protection earlier on.
So you guys, new programs coming up?
We do. If we do anything at Browns, it's new programs. We do not sit still very long. So one of the things that's been really exciting about community pharmacy and the way things are moving, and Dad touched on this, is it's all about building relationships with the providers. You think community pharmacy, your brain immediately goes to the big chains. And there's, challenges and perceptions that, they're focused on prescription volume, they're focused on just getting as many prescriptions done as they can, and it's not as much of a patient-centered thing. And at Brown's, at every location, not just the pharmacy, at DME, at Here For You, we do more building relationships with the providers and the patients and offer more comprehensive, enhanced clinical services that go beyond just prescription dispensing. And that's everything from medication synchronization to make sure that patients are remaining adherent to chronic disease state medications. We do specialty compounding services. If you are having hospital discharge issues and you are needing medical equipment, the DME stores take care of that. So it's more than just prescription dispensing, and pharmacy is geared up to be a big part of that. We have our diabetes education that Dr. Bridget Stoick does. She also does our travel vaccine clinic. Pam Rossman does hormone replacement therapy, and we do recommendations with the providers for that. So it is really a clinical mindset that we have at Browns.
So if I go to Walgreens, they don't know who I am.
And yeah, the most times with the bigger chains is it's a prescription number. You're known by a prescription number, and we're going to know you by name. We want to know you by name. And the data and the evidence is out there. Is when you have strong touches and interactions with community pharmacies, patients get better outcomes. There was some data that came out a couple of years ago. The average American sees their primary care physician 4 times a year. They will see their pharmacist 35 or more times a year.
Wow.
And with complex patients that we see a lot at Brown's, I can think of people, I see people 35 times in 2 weeks, it seems like. And those are the kind of people where there are people that need a pharmacy. There are other patients that need a pharmacist. And I think that's one of the really distinctive things in the level of care that you see, and how pharmacists are positioned to really play a big role in that in the community.
Well put. Well put. Thanks for coming on today. Grant?
Greg, thanks for, as always, providing a great venue for not only Browns, but everybody that's been here today. And it's always fun to be a part of your show.
Thank you. Grant Brown, Austin Brown. Wrap it up with Matt Swartzlander.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live here from Bella Notte in downtown Jackson with a full house of chamber members. And I'd like to have a big thank you for our sponsors this morning, United Way, Health Alliance Plan, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, Highfields, and our chamber segment sponsored by Michigan International Speedway. A round of applause for them. I'd like to extend a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, sponsored by Flagstar Bank, Molly Bolton of Edward Jones, and Terry Langston of the Center for Family Health. Our new members at the Chamber over the last month, Jack 60, the new bowling alley, Hackett Auto Museum, DK Security, Norfolk Homes, Mike's Diesel Performance, and our newest executive-level member, CP Federal Credit Union. Round of applause. We have some great upcoming events over the next month. Starts next week, October 5th, with Brew with the Board at Vito's Espresso. That'll be our morning brew. October 8th, our next Legislative Rise and Shine with Congressman Tim Walberg. Followed that Friday with October 12th with Legislative Rise and Shine with U.S. Senator Gary Peters. October 18th is our Jaxpo. You've heard about that. If you're not there, get there. We have two booths left. And then we're right back here on October 23rd for Good Morning Greater Jackson. All right, here's who is in the room this morning. CP Federal Credit Union, Cleary University, Compassionate Ministries of Jackson County, County National Bank, Graphics 3, Handyman Stan, Island Breeze Travel, Jackson County Prosecutor, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson's Hit Music Station, K105.3, LTI Printing, Northwest Community Schools, Service Master, Supporting Strategies, Teach Out Security, Salvation Army, Workforce Pay Hub, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, and the Balloony Bin. Again, thanks for coming out this morning. I hope you were entertained this morning at Good Morning Greater Jackson. Have a good one.